delighted to welcome into the studio Barry Brown from Board Theatre Group in Cambridge. Barry is the director of the latest outing for Boards, Comic Potential. But before we talk about the show, Barry, tell me about you and Boards, because you know that I've been a great supporter of the theatre company for many years, but not as many as you. How did you get involved in Boards?
Well, I came to Boards from Combined Actors, really. Those are the two main groups in Cambridge. I think both of their standards are very, very high. And it was really just migrating to the whoever would give me a part. I've been involved with, one way or another, something like 80 productions, I think, since I was an undergraduate here, without actually making any progress at all, as far as I can see. It's tremendously stimulating, really, in Cambridge to encounter so many very good actors and technicians.
Boards and Combined Actors, who, of course, were in a little bit earlier on today in the show, they actually attract an awful lot of people as members to the drama groups there. A lot of people talk about the word amateur dramatics as being sort of one of those things where the doors stick and they don't open and the scenery falls down and people forget their lines constantly. Yes. And I've seen some of that actually sent up in a comedic way,
which is even better.
Brilliant.
It used to be the course acting show.
That's it. But but for people that haven't been to see an amateur show, supposedly, for a while, and amateur just basically means that you don't get paid for it. Yeah. I don't think it's got anything to do with the quality of it in any way at all. Yeah. It has blossomed and flourished over the last few years.
It has. I like to think that the ADC has a lot to do with that. But also the Penguins. Now, the Penguins are the group of technicians who support pretty well every show we do, and they are professional in everything other than the name. They make the sets, they do...
And they're resident at the ADC, aren't they?
They come from all over. They're old people like me, and they're young people, and they are just fantastically good. They have about a day to put everything together, really, when we get into the theatre, which would test, I think, most professionals. Mm. And they produce an extremely high standard. And so with that background, we then are able to draw on a huge and changing group of people who come to study in Cambridge or to work in Cambridge, who bring their skills from elsewhere, and very high quality in terms of acting.
And also, having a backup like that also allows you to do more adventurous productions, presumably.
Yes, we're always trying to push the limit of what we can do, as is generally true, I think, at the ADC. The musicals that they put on, we don't do musicals, but of course we enjoy going to them, extraordinary with their reach on a relatively small stage and facilities. And what they sometimes lack, or we may lack in polish, which comes from doing quite a long run, I think, as much as anything else, we're more than make up for in the spontaneity and enthusiasm. And particularly, I think that's true with comedy.
Mm.
I don't think you can teach comedy. I think you've either got it or you haven't in terms of timing. And this play, coincidentally, is really all about that. And I think that the amateur, the really good amateur in a comedy, is getting close to as good as a professional on a good night.
And the collection of people that actually are brought together in Boards, I mean, I've been lucky enough to spend some time sort of in rehearsals and things with the company. It is absolutely fantastic to see the broad range of people that are actually all pulled together in one place, all different sort of, some people are retired, some people are still at school. The middle section of people are all sort of professional people that can't wait to take off the office suit and stick on a woolly jumper and turn up with their script in their hand. And it's that camaraderie that takes place. Some people are passionate about doing backstage work. They don't want to say a word in public on stage. They just want to dig in and get the props sorted out and do the costumes and all of that sort of thing. And it's a wonderful thing, because that sort of resource you wouldn't get in a professional company particularly.
No, I think it's wonderful. It's why I do it. I'm not a joiner. I don't join clubs. I don't join anything, really. But there's something about amateur dramatics which, as you say, no one gives a damn what you earn or what you do or how old you are. As long as you're doing your best within that particular project. And it's very good. It's a true sort of equality that goes on in these productions and can be at times very, very inspiring, I think. And I certainly like it.
Let's talk about the new play, the play that is about to take the stage in a couple of weeks at the ADC Theatre.
Yep.
It's an Alan Ayckbourn, and it's called Comic Potential. I haven't seen this play,
no.
Which is rather nice, so you're going to have to tell me about it. Why okay. haven't I seen it? It's not something that's done very often?
Well, that probably is the case. He's written over 70 plays, and he's said to be the second most performed playwright in English after Shakespeare.
I can understand that.
And it must be said that to some extent some of them are repetitive in that they're about middle class life and all the rest of it. This is one of his plays. He's written a few set in the future, which he then turns a more satirical eye on things. It's very funny. It has a real edge. In this case, his eye is turned on television studios and the degeneration, really, of what is being put out, so that set in this imaginary future, and of course this is 20 years ago, so that I suppose we're living in it now.
Yes.
we've had to do a bit of tweaking in that respect. He just sees an endless diet of hospital soaps and detective dramas where they've replaced the writer, crucially. I think he must have had some bruising encounters with television.
Mm.
They've replaced the writer by producing androids, or actoids, as he calls them, which are these robots, effectively, with artificial intelligence, who just make it up as they go along and just spin out.
It's sounding very familiar, actually.
Yeah, isn't it? Probably watched by other actoids.
Absolutely.
This dystopia is all owned by some giant and remote corporation, which I suppose is a bit like Sky and some of these other things, which has very little interest in anything other than making money in it. And into this world comes a young and naive but very nice young man, who is related to the man who owns the whole thing and sees in one of the actoids, a woman, or a female it, I suppose, the potential to be funny, because she, or it, there's much discussion about what, has developed what she thinks is a fault in that she spontaneously reacts to comedy. And this fault, which is a sort of Darwinian thing in a way, which is the next stage of evolution, moves on to other things that happen to make her more human as the play progresses, and she's taught what this means.
It's a romance as well, isn't it?
It is. It's what I call a robe-com. Really. it's, you know, it's a boy and a robot. But you really believe in the situation. And what's particularly nice about it, I think, is that it is based on an attraction around a sense of humour rather than a physical attraction.
Mm.
There's much play with the physical attraction and there's lots of gags to be got from that. But, in fact, it's a true meeting of minds. And in a world, they're surrounded by hilariously funny but very cynical and unpleasant people in the TV studio and elsewhere, the corporations involved with that. And they go on the run in the second half from this whole thing. And this sort of naive Candide-type couple, we have to see whether they make it or not. I won't tell you that because...
No, we don't want to know. Not yet.
But it's a very touching, very human play about robots. So the fact that they don't move robotically, they're not mechanical in any... obvious sense, it's more like the androids in Westworld or something. But the differences become clearer as the play progresses.
How have you staged it? Because you say they go on the run in the second half.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
So what do we see?
Well, I've staged it in a TV studio so that there is a control room that's set very considerably higher at the back from the floor of the studio. In the first half, that the studio remains as a studio, and then in the second half, that then becomes the various locations that they go to, which include a high-class hotel, a restaurant. She's never been to a hotel or a restaurant before. She's never had effectively anything that hasn't been given to her.
So it's
before.
A voyage of self-discovery.
It is.
In a way.
She doesn't know how to react to anything because she can only react to it by going back into her memory bank to see the roles that she's played. So in those terms, what she does is she produces a kaleidoscope of characters from previous things that she's done. So it's quite a
And do
a
we
plot.
Have other androids besides her?
We do. They're not quite as evolved in that they simply turn on and turn off. But
they are not. These are real people, obviously, on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Real thespians.
We can't run to
mechanical androids.
Well, I suppose Cambridge would be the place. But
not only that, but I think there'll be an uprising at Boards if they were being replaced by androids.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be fair at all,
no,
would it, really?
No, but absolutely. Who can tell what will happen? But you think back 20 years, the concept of androids being lifelike probably seemed pretty remote. Mm. But nearly every week you read something else in the paper these days about robots doing this and that, and Stephen Hawking has come out and said that there's a real threat, they're going to take over the world.
Well, in Japan, they're running whole centres, aren't they, now? And sort of, I was reading an article the other day about how they'd got androids running older people's homes, where they were singing to them in the afternoon and doing all manner of stuff.
Yes.
And I was thinking, well, this is, you know, okay, so if it works, it works.
Yes.
But you can't help but feel that
there's another play there, I think.
There is, yes. Well, maybe that's for next year, do you think?
Yes, maybe. What's interesting to me, though, particularly, is that up until now, all the way back to sort of Metropolis and the other Alien.
That's an amazing film.
Yes. The robots are effectively either nasty or the precursors of something very, very nasty. This is a play about robots where they're the precursors of something really heartwarming and pleasant and funny.
This sounds like a wonderful piece of theatre. What about the costumes and things? Because obviously we've got android costumes all over the place and stuff like that.
No, well, we're assuming that it's in the near future. And so they're not, for budgetary reasons, they're not wearing anything greatly different from us. But then we've put a little bit of a spin on it, and hopefully the costumes will be interesting enough. There is a scene set in a boutique where people try on various things which are sort of future fashion.
Fantastic. It sounds like a wonderful piece of theatre.
I think it is good.
When are we... Oh, you've only got 2 weeks to go, haven't you, really?
2 weeks
before
to
it
go,
starts.
Yes.
And how are rehearsals?
Going fine. We've got some tremendous performances. We just need to hone it and hone it. And it'll be more than ready on Tuesday the 25th.
I'm pleased that you said that, because otherwise I get worried. Tuesday the 25th to Saturday the 29th of July. Are you doing a matinee, your Saturday matinee?
We are doing a matinee.
That's good, because I always think it's just lovely to sort of get out of the shopping and the hell that is Cambridge on a Saturday afternoon, glide into the ADC and sit and watch a good piece of theatre.
Yes.
And the prices are fantastic, because on the Tuesday, the first night, you can pick up a ticket for as little as £7.
That's right.
And then for the rest of the week, £12 down to £9 with
That's
concessions.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's the other great advantage of the ADC.
Tremendous. Barry, it's always a joy to see you. Thank you very much. And I hope that the rest of the rehearsals go really well. We're talking about Comic Potential by Alan Ayckbourn, put on the stage at the ADC Theatre by Boards. The 25th to the 29th of July. And obviously we'll be reminding you here on the radio station as time goes on towards the production. And just a brief mention, a wonderful piece of Jane Austen coming up for Boards, dare I say it, at Christmas.
Yes, Boards and Combined Actors, they always join at Christmas to do a Christmas show. It's usually a great success. Emma this year.
So bonnets at the ready.
Absolutely at dawn. Yes.
We shall look forward to it. Well, I can just see you dressed up now. No doubt there'll be. Have you auditioned yet?
No, I'm not in the Christmas show for all sorts of reasons, not least ability, I think.
Stick to directing then,
yeah,
okay.
Well.
That's absolute nonsense. I've seen you do some amazing parts with Boards. That's Barry Brown, the director of Comic Potential, and as I said, coming up from the 25th to the 29th of July at the ADC Theatre in Cambridge. And our thanks go to Barry for coming in today.